Are you in a funk lately? Are you having trouble getting back on track, getting your groove back, performing at the highest level possible? I've got a great message for you. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. Okay, let's face it. We all get off track sometimes. Maybe it's our job, maybe it's our family, maybe it's our relationship, our significant other, our kids, the normal dramas of life. Maybe it's traffic, maybe it's road rage, or, you know, anything else in between. So life happens and things can happen that can get us off track. So it could be something even more serious, right? It could be a death in the family. It could be, getting married, getting divorced, you know, moving. Right now, a lot of people are moving. And so all of these are like stressful situations that they don't happen all the time, but when they do happen, you know, they take precedence and they take over and it affects everything else that we do in life. So what happens when we've lost our way? And that's a good question. And there is no easy answer because the answer is different for everyone. I could share with you some of the lessons that I've learned over the years because I certainly have lost my way many, many times. And most recently, it was a year ago. Yes, we had COVID going on. And also I did have a death, you know, in my family. And it was my brother, and it was very, very tragic. It was very sudden, and that threw me for a loop, with my family. And what it did, though, and again, probably the culmination of that plus the COVID happening 1 month apart, really forced me to really assess my priorities. And what is it that I want in life? And when you think about death, you think about life. And what am I doing with my life? What happens when I'm gone? And that whole, you know, exercise really forces you to realize, are you living the life you want to be? Are you heading in the direction that you want to be going? Are you doing things today to ensure that you are going to end up where you ultimately want to be? And of course, that could be anything from careers, from family, and, you know, everything else in between. So one thing that I did that has really helped me out a lot to get back on track was, you know, now we're in 2021. So this was at the end of last year, actually. So the end of last year, I made some goals, I made some plans, I started visualizing my life. And I know some people say do a, you know, 5-year plan, 10-year plan, or whatever your plan is. What I did is, I mean, I have my quarterly plan, right? So I do quarterly plans of what I want to happen this quarter. And now here we are in March, and this will be the end of the first quarter is finishing. We're starting the second quarter, right? So I also created a 2030 plan, and I did 2027, 2024. So why did I do that? I broke it up into three different segments, each of them 3 years apart. And I started with the end in mind, put down all the things that you want in the year 2030, where you'd like to be, write down the challenges you're gonna have, write down the obstacles you're going to face. Write down what do you need to learn? How do you need to grow? really write it all down, put it in a journal, put it somewhere where you can, you know, see it every day before you go to sleep or first thing in the morning, and just kind of review it. And honestly, I don't do it every day, but I do it probably once every couple weeks. Once every couple weeks, I look at it and I just kind of refresh myself. And you know, sometimes you need to modify it a little bit if there was somebody in your life that's no longer there. You know, for me, I had an employee that's, I hired somebody else and got rid of them. So just, you know, change the name, but the path is still the same, right? The big goal doesn't change. Maybe the way to get there, you know, takes a little detour. So that really helped me. 2030, 2027, 2024. And here we are in 21. So, you know, 3 year increments, also knowing what I need to do this quarter. And that multiplies time and time again till you get to the end of the year, which by then, obviously after 1 year, you better be at least one third of your way to getting to your 3 year goals. So what I'm saying is, it's okay to be in a funk. It's okay to feel, right now a lot of people are going through career changes. You might be moving, you might be, again, getting married, getting divorced, going through something in your life that has got you off course a little bit. Could be exciting, could be scary, it could be out of choice, it could be because you didn't have a choice. So all of these things are happening right now. All of these things are happening. And yes, they've always been there, but I think now it's unsettling the way that people are perceiving their lives, their time on the planet. I know in real estate, right, my team is seeing a tremendous amount of business right now. Here we are in South Florida, and we're getting a lot of people that are moving here. So here's my reasoning why that's happening, and it kind of ties into the lesson of today, is one thing we learned last year, as we're redefining our priorities and what's important to us and where do I want to be, a lot of people, I'm from Michigan, a lot of people growing up have always had the dream of, I want to retire in Florida or someplace warm. Now it could be multitude of places. But Florida is still popular because of the water, right? Water everywhere, and not every state, you know, is surrounded by water like Florida is. And so, so we're a very popular destination. But basically last year, anyone that had a plan of, well, I want to retire and move to Florida in 5 years, in 3 years, in 10 years, their plans, basically, everyone's plans has escalated to, you know, life is short. With COVID, people are dying left and right. On the news, all you see is death, death, death. So people are wondering, what am I waiting for? Why am I waiting to live the life that I really want to live right now? Why am I waiting until a date? Why am I waiting until something happens for me to make that happen? You see what I'm saying? So I know I'm kind of jumping around here, but those are the people that I'm talking to on a daily basis. And they're like, I can now work from home. I don't have to commute. I don't have to be close to the office. You know, everything is going online. A lot of companies are allowing virtual meetings, virtual appointments, virtual, right? Which is a little scary in my opinion, but I'm okay with it. I don't care. I go with the flow. Whatever it is, I can adjust, right? I'm a chameleon. I can blend in with whatever needs to happen when it needs to happen. So a lot of people are kind of getting to that place where even if they were not that type of person before, they are quickly becoming that type of person. And the good news is that a lot of people are embracing it. Some people are still fighting it. A lot of people, I mean, I hate wearing a mask and all of that. So there are people that are fighting it. But the people that are embracing it are the ones where I think the greatest opportunities are there. And so we have a ton of people that have reprioritized their life, and they've said, you know what, I don't want to wait anymore for me to retire before I can be happy. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Sometimes we feel like we have to reach a destination before we can have a level of success that we can enjoy our life and retire. I mean, I use that word because supposedly that word is attached to like success. Like, hey, you made it. What do you do for a living? I retired. Okay, great. Congratulations, I think. Like, what does that mean? You sit around all day doing nothing? That doesn't sound cool. You know? What does retirement mean to you? That's probably a better question. So if you ever do lose your way, think about that. What is the word that you affiliate with? Freedom. That you have the freedom to do what you want, when you want, how you want. Yeah, it could be tied financially. Retirement means to a lot of people, I don't need to work to make money anymore. Either I have enough money saved in the bank, or I have, you know, streams of income that can satisfy my lifestyle, right? That's what I think retirement means to some people. I don't think it's attached to an age anymore. It used to be, well, a lot of people said, yeah, I'm gonna retire when I'm 60, when I'm 62, when I'm 65, whatever. It used to be attached to a number. It really was. Now it's not. Now the word is retirement means, I think, freedom. Freedom to decide whether I want to do something today or do I have to do something today or not. And there's a lot to be said to have that type of freedom. So trying to circle back here, when you get lost, when you're just kind of in a funk and you're like, you know, there's so many things. I feel like I'm at a crossroads. I feel like I'm at an intersection. I feel like I'm in a roundabout, right? If you're in a roundabout, you've just going in circles, and you can go in this way, you can go that way, you can go in so many different directions that it's confusing, you know. And if you're like me, I don't want to decide to go on a direction that I'm not committed to, that I don't love, that isn't knocking my socks off, you know. When I make the decision, I'm all in, I'm full steam ahead, and let's go. So right now, there's so many, I mean, let's call them opportunities, but there's also so many uncertainties that it's like, oh, if I go down this road, I can't see how far that road goes. I don't know what's going to come at the end of that road. And so I'm just more comfortable not taking action because I don't know what I don't know and I don't know where to go. So that's okay for a short time. But what I've also learned is sometimes it's better going the wrong way to quickly decide that that's not the wrong way, that's not the right way, backtrack and go back to the roundabout so you can go a different direction. It's sometimes faster than just circling that roundabout for a long time until you find something that feels right for you to then take that extra step. Don't get me wrong, you have to do some research, you have to decide what's, you know, important, right? What are your priorities? What's your passion? You know, all of those things, your purpose. When you plug those in, that will help you to discover where it is you want to be, which hopefully is going to get you out of your funk that you have today or someday. All right? That's all I got for you. So get out there and touch people's lives. If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.